They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Cliff, I am fresh from so many things right now. The Jingle Bell Run Arthritis Foundation.
Did you run?
No, gosh, no.
Did you jingle?
I announced.
You announced. That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
Actually.
I like announcing things.
I like announcing things better than I like running.
I know.
Like, I'd be kind of nervous to get up on a stage and have to announce something, but way less nervous than if someone said, hey, you have to run 5K.
And 12K.
I can't run 12K.
There's an untimed 5K walk, though, too. And there's a 1 mile.
I could do a mile.
1 mile, yeah.
Yeah. Are there treats at the end or something? Like, I'd have to motivate myself.
There are treats throughout.
Oh, perfect.
There are tents with hot chocolate and such. But the really fun thing about the Jingle Bell runs, in case there's one coming to your city.
Yeah, because they're all over.
Yes. You dress up to the nines. You wear your jingle bells. You have your hats. You have your red and green. And here in Seattle, it's dog friendly. So you can also dress up your dog. There are a lot of dogs in the reindeer antlers and the Christmas sweater. It was the best.
So I can walk.
Yes.
I should not bring my dog, but I could bring a dog.
A dog.
I could dress up and drink hot chocolate.
Yes. And you can walk for a mile untimed.
I could do that.
Yes.
I could do that. That sounds fun.
So, yes, I'm fresh from an early Jingle Bell run this morning.
Well, very cool. Congratulations on doing that.
I'm not running.
Well, but you supported.
I cheered.
You cheered. You got other people to run. Mm-hmm. Money was raised for arthritis. Arthritis is terrible.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you made an impact on probably...
Eight people.
Conservatively, hundreds of thousands of people's future. Conservatively.
So very important.
Very.
If you have been with us since Sunday, December 1st, thank you. It is our 1 week anniversary of daily podcasts today.
Doing a podcast in general is a lot of fun. Doing a podcast every day involves some planning, involves some sweat and no tears, but there's some work to it. So we appreciate you coming around.
It's yes, nice. Thank you.
If, you know, you had an early morning,
yes,
you might want to just chill this afternoon and maybe watch a Christmas movie.
Yes.
And you could always turn on the Hallmark Channel and mm-hmm. there will be a Christmas movie on because there is always a Christmas movie mm-hmm. on. But if you also have Netflix, I'm going to suggest that you go to Netflix and you watch Klaus.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's very, very, very good. Like, it's probably the best Christmas movie I've seen this year.
When did this come out?
November.
Oh, this year.
8th, I want to say.
Okay,
of this
so
year.
It's brand new.
Brand new. It's animated, absolutely gorgeous, and it has an incredibly goofy premise, which is also something I kind of like. So it starts out with the main character. His name is Jesper, played by Jason Schwartzman, who on the IMDb has the worst mustache of any person I've ever seen. It's not quite a cop mustache. It's not quite like a porn mustache. It's like somewhere in between the two, and it just does not work.
I didn't believe he could be unattractive, but here we are.
Yeah, it's bad. So he is the son of Postmaster General, who in this world is like literally a general, like the postmaster, they're training. It's like joining the military.
Mm.
And his dad is the head of this group and he's training and he's purposely screwing up everything because he hates it. He's a lazy rich kid who hates that he has to work. He just wants to stay at home and eat nice food. And he talks constantly about the nice silk sheets he has and purposely washing out of the postmaster military training because then he can just go back to being a spoiled rich kid.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad's had it, cuts him off. And he says, so you are going to go to this nowhere town and be the postman there. He's like, you can't do that. He's like, oh, just watch me. And he's like, the only way you can come back is if you send 6,000 letters from this tiny nowhere island town, right? The only way to get there is like a fishing boat that goes from the mainland to this nowhere town. And so he gets up there and he's like, what is going on here? There's nobody out here.
Mm.
There's like spears and weapons and exploded things all over this town. The town has been feuding forever.
Hmm.
But no one sends mail because they all hate each other. No one sends mail back to the mainland.
Part of me was like, no one sends mail because we email now.
Right? Yeah,
Facebook Messenger.
This is not set in current times. There is no email.
Gotcha.
So he just has no idea what he's going to do with these people because he's going to live there forever.
You're so passionate about this movie. It really makes me want to watch
it. It's really good.
I don't want to know the ending.
I will not tell you the ending.
Okay.
But what I will tell you, somehow the setup I just gave to you
yes.
is going to create the Santa Claus myth.
Wow.
And J.K. Simmons is Santa Claus.
Yes.
It's good. It's really good. And like, I want to keep talking about it because it's great. If we're doing Elf on the Shelf ratings, this is like a 9. It's not a 10.
Your eyes are so wide for it, Cliff.
I mean, what's a 10? What is a 10, Heather?
I'm asking you.
It's, I don't know. A 10 would be incredibly special. So I think the thing is like, I don't know if you could rate a Christmas movie a 10, like the year it came out, because I think being a 10 for a Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, those are 10s because you're still watching them 40, 50 years later.
Gotcha. So should we say that a 10 is reserved for a movie that is at least 5 years old?
Exactly.
At least.
A minimum.
Okay.
I think that Claus is a movie that will become one of those, though.
So, okay.
It's very good.
I don't do sports, but I'm going to see if this is correct.
I also do not do sports, so we'll see how this goes.
So Claus is like a top seed pick for a 10.
That was good.
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I used to, up until last week, I used to think they were saying seat, S-E-A-T, like a top seat.
Yeah.
Like you've got the best seat in the house.
In the Christmas movie draft, which I don't know exactly how that would work.
I believe. Cliff's our web genius digital guy. He could make this.
Every year, that's like my idea is like, we need to do a like Sweet 16 for favorite Christmas songs or Sweet 16 for favorite Christmas movies or something like that. And it never happens because those things are more complicated than that. But I'm always very curious about what people's favorite things are. Like there are two people in our office who their favorite Christmas movie is the Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is objectively the worst one. There are three and it is the worst one. But they love it. So
wow. Yeah.
One of those people is your boss. So
We love my boss.
I love your boss so much, but he is so wrong about Christmas movies.
Yes. Okay. Well, he has a lot of children.
Really?
So I think when you have a lot of children, your opinions on things change.
Sure.
Because you're thinking about what everyone's going to like.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's not a good Christmas movie, though.
We don't talk about movies we don't like, though, remember?
Oh, shoot, I forgot. The new Grinch movie?
Yes.
Is like an 8.
Though. 8, yes. Speaking of 8, you know this is like my 8th cup of coffee today.
It's okay.
You know that Saturday Night Live skit where Molly Shannon like holds her arms up and then she sticks her hand in her armpit and then she smells it?
No.
Oh.
I don't really watch Saturday Night Live.
Okay,
though,
well.
So. Anyway.
Everyone else knows about
sure.
that. Sometimes I take the lid off my coffee and I stick my face in it. And I just breathe.
That was the most awkward thing I've ever witnessed in real life.
Seriously, I do this
good.
a couple of times a day.
Like
a steam room of coffee.
I think you were going to talk about...
Ornaments,
yes.
Okay, this is a really fun crafting option.
I love crafting.
You do?
Not really.
Do you have any old... cookie cutters in your kitchen drawer?
I'm sure we do.
Yeah, because you normally buy them, you use them. Maybe they don't actually, the snowflake doesn't look like a snowflake. It just looks like a regular cookie when it comes out and you're like, well, that was silly.
Sure, yeah.
If you've got cookie cutters, you can turn them into ornaments with all sorts of things. Maybe you've got like some old magazines with some cool Christmas backgrounds. You can cut those up. Maybe you just have some old...
like wrapping paper?
Or I was thinking of the paper bags, like the stiff paper bags the grocery store that you can use as a backing.
Yeah.
But then you can fill the inside of the cookie cutter with just little silly things. I mean, baubles was the suggestion, old buttons, maybe little gems that have fallen off hair clips, you know, all sorts of little things from your drawer, basically.
Because
we've all got that junk drawer with all sorts of stuff in it.
Mine's full of baubles and weird little sparkly things that have fallen off my hair clips.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
We all have it, though. So anyway, if you have the cookie cutters at home, great. If you've got the baubles in your drawer, 100% guarantee you can find cookie cutters at like a Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. Dollar store.
Yeah. They're going to have bins and bins of those things. That's just a really fun project.
I like that a lot.
And it's simple and quick and great for a rainy or a snowy day. If you've got kids in your family, put them to work while you're actually making the cookies. They can make their own little craft project.
So my wife and a friend of hers get together and do craft projects sometimes, and you call that a crafternoon.
I love it. You know,
I don't want to do a crafternoon, but I love the word crafternoon.
And your wife is really magical.
She's very crafty.
I can see why you married her.
Absolutely.
Monday, what are we talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we are going to...
We don't know what we're doing tomorrow. Who knows?
We're going to wing it. We're absolutely not going to wing
it. Can we call it a winger jam?
I don't see why not.
I love thinking winger, the band.
Oh, yeah.
Like jamming out.
I have not thought about winger since the 80s.
I know. Probably. Whenever I think about winging it,
yeah.
In my head, it's like winger jamming out.
So
it's like
I can see that.
Winger jam. Okay, so we'll talk to you in less than 24 hours.